20th of July, 1936. Talk number 230. A visitor. Can one realize the truth by learning the scriptures and study of books? Maharshi, no. So long as predispositions remain latent in the mind, realization cannot be achieved. Sastra learning is itself a vasana. Realization is only in samadhi. Talk number 231. A visitor asked, what is mona, silence? Maharshi, mona is not closing the mouth. It is eternal speech. Devotee, I do not understand. Maharshi, that state which transcends speech and thought is mona. Devotee, how to achieve it? Maharshi, hold some concept firmly and trace it back. By such concentration, silence results. When practice becomes natural, it will end in silence. Meditation without mental activity is silence. Subjugation of the mind is meditation. Deep meditation is eternal speech. Devotee, how will worldly transactions go on if one observes silence? Maharshi, when women walk with water pots on their heads and chat with their companions, they remain very careful, their thoughts concentrated on the loads on their heads. Similarly, when a sage engages in activities, these do not disturb him because his mind abides in Brahman. Talk number 232. The master said on another occasion, only the sage is a true devotee. Talk number 233. Devotee, what is the result of Rama Japa, the repetition of the god Rama's name? Maharshi, Ra is reality, Ma is the mind. Their union is the fruit of Rama Japa. Utterance of words is not enough. The elimination of thoughts is wisdom. It is the absolute existence. Talk number 234. A Muslim visitor asked about asana, that is physical posture. Maharshi, abidance in God is the only true posture. Talk number 235. Mr. T. K. S. Iyer, a disciple, was excited because someone in the town had spoken disparagingly of the master. He did not retort and came away excited, so he asked Master what penalty should be paid for his failure to defend him. Maharshi, patience, more patience, tolerance, more tolerance. Talk number 236. On the death of King George V, two devotees were discussing the matter in the hall. They were very upset. The master said to them, quote, whoever dies or is lost, what is that to you? Die yourself and lose yourself, becoming one with love. Talk number 237. A man brought with him a silver idol of Subramanya and copper idols of Vali and Devayana. He said to Sri Bhagavan, I have been worshipping them for the last 10 years, but have been rewarded only with calamities. What shall I do with them? When I asked others, they attribute my worries to some fault in the makeup of the idols, for instance, the difference in the metals of their make. Is it so? Maharshi, did they say that it was wrong to worship? Talk number 238. In answer to some question, Maharshi said, "There is a state when words cease and silence prevails." Devotee, how to communicate thought to each other? Maharshi, that is only when there is a notion of two. Devotee, how to get peace? Maharshi, that is the natural state. The mind obstructs the innate peace. Our investigation is only in the mind. Investigate the mind, it will disappear. There is no entity by name mind. Because of the emergence of thoughts, we surmise something from which they start. That we term mind. When we probe to see what it is, there is nothing like it. After it has vanished, peace will be found to remain eternal. Devotee, what is buddhi or intellect? Maharshi, the thinking or discriminating faculty. These are mere names. Be it the ego, the mind, or the intellect, it is all the same. Whose mind? Whose intellect? The ego's. Is the ego real? No. We confound the ego and call it intellect or mind. Devotee, Emerson says, quote, "Soul answers soul by itself, not by description or words," unquote. Maharshi, quite so. However much you learn, there will be no bounds to knowledge. You ignore the doubter, but try to solve the doubts. On the other hand, hold on to the doubter, and the doubts will disappear. Devotee, then the question resolves itself to knowing the self. Maharshi, quite so. Devotee, how to know the self? Maharshi, see what the self is. What you consider to be the self is really either the mind or the intellect or the I thought. The other thoughts arise only after the I thought, so hold on to it. The others will vanish, leaving the self as the residue. Devotee, the difficulty lies in reaching it. Maharshi, there is no reaching it at all because it is eternal, here and now. If the self were to be gained anew, it would not be permanent. Devotee, how to obtain equanimity or peace or equilibrium of mind? What is the best way? Maharshi, I have already answered it. Investigate the mind. It is eliminated and you remain over. Let your standpoint become that of wisdom. Then the world will be found to be God. So the question is one of outlook. You pervade all. See yourself, and all are understood. But you have now lost hold of yourself and go about doubting other things. Devotee, how to know the self? Maharshi, are there two eyes? How do you know your own existence? Do you see yourself with these eyes? Question yourself. How does this question arise? Do I remain to ask it or not? Can I find myself as in a mirror? Because your outlook has been outward bent, it has lost sight of the self, and your vision is external. The self is not found in external objects. Turn your look within and plunge down. You will be the self. Devotee, is discovery of the self dependent on the observance of caste rules, or should we flout them? Maharshi, not in the beginning. Observe them to start with. Caste rules serve as a check on the vagaries of the mind. It is thus purified. Devotee, the unknowable can be attained only by the grace of the unknowable. Maharshi, he helps the attainment. That is the grace. Devotee, how to check the mind. Maharshi, will a thief betray himself? Will the mind find itself? The mind cannot seek the mind. You have ignored what is real and are holding on to the mind which is unreal and also trying to find what it is. Was there mind in your sleep? It was not. It is now here. It is therefore impermanent. Can the mind be found by you? The mind is not you. You think you are the mind, and therefore ask me how it is checked. If it is there, it can be checked, but it is not. Understand this truth by search. Search for unreality is fruitless. Therefore, seek the reality, that is, the self. That is the way to rule over the mind. There is only one thing real. Devotee, what is the one real thing? Maharshi, that is what is. The others are only appearances. Diversity is not its nature. We are reading the printed characters on paper, but ignore the paper, which is the background. Similarly, you are taken up by the manifestation of the mind and let go the background. Whose fault is it? Devotee, is there a limit to the self? Maharshi, what is the self? Devotee, the individual soul is the self. Maharshi, what is the individual soul? Is there any difference between the two, or are they identical? Maharshi, any new appearances are bound to disappear. Anything created will certainly be destroyed. The external is not born, nor does it die. We are now confounding appearances with reality. Appearance carries its end in itself. What is it that appears newly? If you cannot find it, surrender to the substratum of appearances unreservedly. Then the reality will be left over as the residue. Devotee, what happens to the person after death? Maharshi, engage yourself in the living present. The future will take care of itself. Do not worry about the future. The state before creation and the process of creation are dealt with in the scriptures in order that you may know the present. Because you say you are born, therefore they say yes and add that God created you. But do you see God or anything else in your sleep? If God be real, why does he not shine forth in your sleep also? You are always now the same as you were in sleep. You are not different now from that one in sleep. But why should there be difference in the feelings or experiences of the two states? Did you ask while asleep the question regarding your birth, or where do I go after death? Why think of all these now in the wakeful state? Let what is born think of its birth and the remedy, its cause and ultimate results. What is birth? Is it of the I thought or of the body? Is I separate from the body or identical with it? How did this I thought arise? Is the I thought your nature, or is anything else your nature? Devotee, who is to ask these questions? Maharshi, exactly, that is it. There is no end to it all. Devotee, are we then to keep quiet? Maharshi, doubts cease to afflict when the confusion is surpassed. Devotee, your statements amount to cessation of vichara, investigation. Maharshi, If Atmavichara, self-investigation, ceases, Lokavichara, world investigation, takes its place. Laughter in the hall. Engage in self-investigation, then the non-self will disappear. The self will be left over. This is self-investigation of the self. The one word self is equivalent to the mind, body, man, individual, the supreme, and all else. Talk number 239. Mr. M. Friedman, one imagines things and enjoys them by strength of imagination. Such creations are possible to Brahma, the creator. Can the same statement apply to his creature, man? Maharshi, this is also your thought. Devotee, Krishnamurti says that man should find out the I. Then I dissolves away, being only a bundle of circumstances. There is nothing behind the I. His teaching seems to be very much like Buddha's. Maharshi, yes, yes, beyond expression.